makikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today is Francois Altsmacher. She is a professional photographer who has spent around 4 years in the Philippines. And today we will talk about her experience of living in the Philippines. Good day, Francois.
Hello. Good morning.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
A Belgian who lived in the Philippines. Yes. For 4 years, if I'm not mistaken?
A total of four years. We lived there twice with my family. Yeah.
You worked in the Philippines as a photographer.
Yes, so I was taking pictures for ASA Philippine Foundation, a microfinance institution.
You focused on mother and children.
Yes, because this microfinance institution, like most microfinance institutions, only gives loans to women. So that's why, you know, I was taking pictures of clients, of women, and then you meet their families, of course. And so that was the reason, yeah. And I did a lot of street photography also in the Philippines.
If I'm not mistaken, you spent a huge part of it in Navotas?
Yes, I went to many places in Manila and outside of Manila in the provinces. Like in Manila, I went to Navotas, to Las Piñas, San Pablo, Calucan, Payatas, different places. Yeah. And outside of Manila, I went to Baguio, Davao, Legazpi, Cebu, Iloilo, Bataan, different places. Yeah.
What was it like?
It was really an eye-opener. It was an incredible experience because most people, live in poverty. But, I mean, they are always extremely nice people, always welcoming and caring. And that's very different from what you can experience in the West, where I come from. And the sense of community is very strong. And that was really an incredible experience for me to see that and to talk to people, to hear their experience, the hardships they have to overcome. And, yeah, that was incredible.
What was it like, you being a mother yourself, working with these mothers with several children living in...
Yes, many children. It's a very strange experience because it feels a bit unreal to see, like, I mean, people in the West are quite fortunate and lucky. We've got, you know, our kids go to school and they've got food on the table. And most of these kids, you know, don't have this chance. It was sad, but you can't, I mean, I felt really sad many times, but you cannot show that to people. And I mean, the way they're very resilient and they're very brave. And I mean, to me, it was a good example on how to lead your life as well.
And what was it about these women that struck you most?
Well, their resilience and their bravery and they're working so hard. And I mean, microfinance gives money only to women because it's proven that they've got less vices, like they won't spend money on gambling or drinking, and they really care for the family. They're really the pillar of the family, and so they work for their kids to send them to school, and so they're devoted to their family completely. And they're very smart women. They just didn't get the chance to go to school and to study, but I mean, they're really amazing, and it's an incredible experience for all of us.
You also took time and went around the streets of Manila, and you took photography as well.
Yes, it was also an incredible experience because, I mean, coming from Europe, you don't see that much poverty, that many people. I mean, in Manila, there are people everywhere, all the time, anywhere you go. It's really incredible. But people were always very happy to be on pictures, and always it was always a good experience. You could talk to them, and they would share the stories, and they would be happy to be photographed, and the life and the energy you get from the street is really amazing.
What was it like to see the big difference between affluent Makati and the poor areas of Manila or the Philippines?
Yeah, that's a huge, I mean, the difference, the gap between rich people and poor people is just incredible. And to be honest, I didn't like Makati because I felt like it was a bubble, like it was not the real Philippines. And from my experience, the rich people are not really, sorry to say, but they're not really interested in helping the poor people. They just, you know, they are really, really rich, and they don't share the wealth. And it's mainly, I mean, it was very often foreigners, you would help them and start charities. And because you cannot turn a blind eye to the way these people, you know, the living conditions, to the way they live and how poor they are. And I mean, Makati is just, I know it's a tiny, it's not the Philippines, you know, it's a few streets, very rich. And when you get out of Makati, it's a different world. And what I didn't like about it as well, with my kids, I felt very restricted that I could only take them around Makati because it was more or less clean. I mean, I would not say safe, but probably safer. But actually, I took them quite often outside of Makati to show them the real Manila and the real Philippines.
Because you lived there for quite some time. I think, yes. If I'm not mistaken, the first time was around 3 years?
Yes, correct.
So your firstborn was born in Manila, yes. Made in the, yes, Philippines.
Yes, exactly. Oh, it was a great experience. The doctor and the nurses were so caring. I had my other child, my other daughter in Europe, and it was not the same experience. The Filipino people are very caring people and very warm and devoted to others. And I mean, when I went to Makati Med the first time, I have to say that I was a bit reluctant, because I mean the now it's been renovated and it looks really brand new, and I was a bit reluctant. I said, oh my god, it looks a bit like run down and everything, and then in the end it turned an amazing experience because of the people.
What is it about the Philippines that would forever remain in your heart?
The country is beautiful. Of course, Manila is not a beautiful city, that's for sure. Outside of Manila is just incredibly beautiful. But mainly it's the people who struck me, them being warm and friendly and smiling and always happy and laughing, even though, I mean, the situation is terrible, and always positive and extremely resilient.
And of course, you would have noticed that Filipinos like to eat. Everywhere you go, they will make sure that you are fed well.
Oh, yes, that's true. and to be honest, it was a bit difficult for me because I could not try some of the food, you know, like balut and all these places and Betamax and the street food. Yeah, it was a bit difficult for me, but it was also incredible to see. Yeah, very colorful.
What was your favorite dish? Or do you have a favorite?
Oh, it's what's the name of the chicken dish? The most famous one. I can't remember the name.
Adobo.
Adobo. Yes, exactly. Yes.
Everyone loves adobo.
Oh, and I also love, and my kids also, ube ice cream and the mango shake. That's what they miss the most, the ube ice cream.
Oh, I miss that too.
Purple ice cream is fantastic.
Francois, thank you very much for your time and for sharing your story.
Okay, thank you very much for having me.
Ibahagi ang iyong saloobin at tasahin ang podcast na ito sa iTunes. Makakatulong ito sa iba na mahanap kami.